Well, good morning, church. And good morning to you, Lord. Thank you for this glorious day, but you know, we could use a little spring before summer. What do you think? I want you to stop and think how many times you have been forgiven by friends or family members that resulted in a restoration in the relationship. Conversely, how many times have we not forgiven or been forgiven by friends and family that caused the relationship to be fractured? I'm guessing that each one of us can conjure up both situations in our lives. And then on the other side of the coin, how many times have we forgiven those and worked to restore our relationship? Or do we just put it aside? How many times have we not forgiven someone which then caused the relationship to be fractured? Today's parable is probably one of the most recognized, one of the most well-known. And we even often use the term prodigal son or prodigal to describe someone who has wandered away from family or from God. The thing is that this parable is not just about the prodigal son. Well, you knew that. It's about a father, a brother. In the context of the father, we think of how God forgives each of us over and over again. No matter how many times we stray away from him, he is always there. He's always there with open arms, waiting for us to run into them. How many times have we been hurt by someone that turns their back on us? How easy is it to forgive that person? Is it possible for us to be like the father in the parable and receive those with whom we are estranged back into our lives? Back into our lives with the same open arms as God offers us? The brother, the older brother. This young man, this son has worked hard to care for his father's estate. His work may or may not have been more difficult after his brother left. I suspect it was. Whatever the case, the older brother is mad. He's mad. He feels as though it is extremely unfair that he has to bear the burden that is created by his brother's absence. And to add insult to injury, the young brother has taken a good chunk of the inheritance that is rightfully his. There's no indication in the parable of the older brother's reaction when the father sends the younger brother off with his newfound wealth, leaving the family shorthanded, so to speak. We don't hear anything about the older brother until he comes upon a big banquet going on. It's celebrating his brother's return. Again, insult to injury. He has come in from a hard day to find the celebration that he feels, and he feels as though maybe it should have been for him. Angry and mad, and with good reason. He confronts his father about his father's lack of appreciation for all that he has done. It's not fair. I didn't even get a goat. So here is the place where I'm invited to a deeper discernment about this story, this parable. What was the brother's answer ultimately to his father's plea for him to come in to the celebration? We don't know. Whether or not this is intentional in Luke's telling of this parable or not, it certainly conjures up questions for us, for me. And I take responsibility for the number of times that I have allowed myself to be jealous because someone has more than me, who has not worked as hard as I have, is more successful. They have more money. Seems like they have perfect happiness while I trudge along. We are set up for relational failure when we use the idea of prosperity gospel as a reflection of our faith and our commitment to God. Prosperity gospel tells us that the more we work for God, the more we'll be blessed with stuff. It's measured by what class your Mercedes is. I can even remember in a class, the teacher, who was a pastor, saying that she was working hard for the Lord, and she knew that her new Mercedes was just around the corner as her reward for serving God. I never got a Mercedes. Some things are just not fair in the context of what the world has to offer. In that context, what the world has to offer. But things are always fair in the context of God and who God is in our lives and how our relationship is with God. The other brother, he's the one that intrigues me. He invites me to examine my relationship with God. He's the one that invites me to examine my relationship with one another, with my friends and family, but most of all, with God. Not knowing what the other older brother did after his father invited him in leaves us an empty page to fill. We can fill it with an account of how the story would end if we were the older brother. The fact that we don't know about it, what he did, is a little bit disconcerting for me. I want to know all the answers. I want to know everything that happened. But no, blank page. This is for you to look at, to write upon, Barbara, about your relationship with God and your idea of what is fair in the context of God's love for us. We have an opportunity to write what would happen if we were the older brother. And we have an opportunity then to examine what it is in our life that makes us resentful or angry like the older brother. We are reminded that we have choices. We have choices about how we live our lives. We have choices about how we respond to God's call for us to join in the celebration. God invites us in to the greatest celebration of all in the eternal kingdom. Amen. Standing, let us profess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God.
The prayers of the people. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
that they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake. Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let thy perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May they also come to share in the heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others, especially Chris Barden, Bob Carpenter, Don Dickerson, Marion Elam, Keith, Sam Eveling, Bob Flagg, Barbara Rayner Guerrero, Tip Harrison, Beth Long, Celia Luxmore, Joanne Perry, Joanne and Roberta, Nell Taffler and Bella Taffler, Keely Walker, Jill Wells, Robin Wolford and family, Buffy Wright, Dale Wright, Tobin and his ministry, the Blue Ridge Retirement Community, Kingdom Life Ministries, Kara Gray, and the repose of the soul of Nancy Lenz, and comfort and strength for the family of Patty Clapperty. We pray to you also for the forgiveness of sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone, and so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name.
Jesus Christ our Lord.